I will also, so we've been asked to do kind of an historical background of the proration system that hopefully will get us to where we are now. I will say that the paper, to the extent it talks about the history of proration units, was written by my partner, Anna Maria Marsland, who actually did some of this work back when we dealt with proration in a different way than we're dealing with it now. So, you keep using that word. I do not think it means what you think it means. According to the Railroad Commission, proration unit means the acreage assigned to a well for the purpose of assigning allowables and allocating allowable production to the well, which is not necessarily the same thing as the acreage that the Railroad Commission has determined after hearing that a well will efficiently drain in order to reasonably develop a particular field. And since 1965, this is the first sentence of Justice Pope's dissent in Jones versus Killingsworth, which is a case that has gotten lots of discussion in the 50 years since then. But Justice Pope says, the fault I find with our holding in this case is that we are trying to fit the meaning of terms used by private parties to a lease into a supposed technical terminology used by the Railroad Commission in making its rules and orders. And the reason that there were two dissents in that case is that the result in Jones versus Killingsworth was probably not the result that the parties to that lease had particularly intended. And we'll talk a lot more about Jones versus Killingsworth in a minute. But since 1965, courts have pointed out that wholesale adopting Railroad Commission concepts in oil and gas leases can cause surprising results. And this continued until through last week. A week ago today, right around, about an hour and a half ago, the Texas Supreme Court handed down its two opinions in Endeavor and XOG.